It was sad to hear in the news the shooting that resulted in so many deaths over in Las Vegas. It's tragic when such things occur and we lament the loss of so many lives and we're grieved at the evil that exists in the world. We think about those who lost fathers or mothers or brothers or sisters, spouses. And yet we think about the fact that this is something that is done in the spiritual realm as well. There's one who has been destroying, who has been raining down fiery darts, we could say, upon innocent ones, destroying lives, and making God's children to suffer in this life, and some will suffer eternally because of the efforts of Satan. We read in Ephesians chapter 6, for example, of what God has done to help His people. Verse 11 beginning, put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles, that is, the schemings of the devil. So here is one who uses various means to try to bring about hurt and harm to God's people. He uses various schemings to entrap, to ensnare the righteous. We're told to take up, verse 13, the whole armor of God, that you again may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. So we see that it's possible, with God's help, to be able to survive the efforts of Satan to bring harm to us. We read in verse 16, among those things that God provides is the shield of faith with which we will be able to quench all of the fiery darts of the wicked one. So again, you see, he is constantly trying to hurt us, and yet God equips us with the various parts of his armor, including this faith. Faith is that which is produced by God's word, enabling us to know and to stand with confidence against the ways that Satan would cause us to doubt, or how that he uses our own desires to try to entice us. From the very beginning, he used the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life to entice God's people. And so Eve looked upon the fruit, and it was those desires that she fell prey to. And then that both of them, Adam and Eve, succumbed to that temptation and committed sin, resulting in death. We know that we're warned also in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, when the church had been called upon to withdraw fellowship from the brother who had been in sin. They obeyed the command of God. The brother was grieved over his sin, repented, but they were told that now they need to forgive him and comfort him, verse 7, lest he be swallowed up with too much sorrow. And then they are told, now whom you forgive, verse 11 or verse 10, anything I also forgive. For indeed I have forgiven anything. I have forgiven that one for your sakes in the presence of Christ. So he had been forgiven. And this is why, verse 11, lest Satan should take advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. So Satan uses his devices, his many means of causing God's people to, in fact, bring harm to one another. What if they hadn't forgiven? What if they had remained hardened against this one, even after he had repented? Then Satan would have used this, their attitude that should have been changed, to actually destroy one who would have been swallowed up in his grief. He would have been consumed in it. He would have been a victim of Satan's destructive efforts. So we see the many different means by which Satan works and functions. We read in the epistle that Peter wrote, 1 Peter chapter 5, where we're told we have to have a mindset, and that is one that is clear in thinking, sober, he says. Verse 8, 1 Peter 5, verse 8, be sober. Be vigilant, so always be on guard and watchful, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And then here's what he tells us to do. Here's action we must take. Resist him. So the snares of Satan, the enticements that he uses to try to entrap us, we have to be watchful for those things. God makes us aware of how he's going to use things against us, what certain things can be used, and the need for us to be always alert to these dangers. And thus, when we see them, he says, we are to resist him. Isn't it true that as we have studied the Bible over the years and we've grown in our understanding of God's Word and we realize our own weaknesses, that we can recognize when temptation comes, we can see it for what it is? And so what he tells us to do is when you recognize that and you see, here's something that he's going to try to get me with, that we need to then stand against it. Actively resist that temptation. Say no to the desire. Realize there's pleasure, but it's going to be temporary. It'll be short-lived. And then will come the realization that we have failed God, that we've sinned against the one who died for us even. Resist him, what? Steadfast in the faith. Don't move from what you know. The knowledge that you have of right and wrong is based upon the revealed Word of God. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. Remain in God's Word. Remain true to the Word that's been delivered to you. Don't depart to the right, to the left. Don't try to do as people have always done. Justify what we do. Trying to reason how that it's not so bad after all. Everybody else is doing it. I'm doing better than so-and-so and so-and-so. It's not the way to think. We measure ourselves according to the Word of God, acknowledging the truth that it reveals, and standing with God, with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Resist him steadfast in the faith, he says, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. Many have and many will continue, as we will, to suffer from the efforts of Satan to destroy, but know this, that God is there to protect us. People lose their lives at the hands of evil men. Worse than that, people lose their souls at the hands of an evil adversary, Satan. But God again equips us. God protects us. God opens our eyes to his workings and his ways so that we can stand with him in a zone of safety, so that we can be protected, so that we can be prepared one day to inherit eternal life. That's what's going to be the reality for each one who turns to the Lord for salvation and who remains with him. Tonight, are you a child of God? Have you been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ? Have you believed that he is the promised Messiah? Turned away from your past sins? Confessed your faith in him and been baptized so that your sins can be washed by his blood? If not, that can be a decision you make tonight. If you've done those things, are you presently living with him? And if in weakness you've turned from him and begun to, in fact, walk with the adversary, you can turn away from your past sins and you can be received home by God tonight as a returning prodigal, as one who may have gone to the far country but is now coming back home. Or if you need just help with the struggles of life, we can pray for you. It's his invitation. Won't you come as we stand and sing?